It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. New Mexico health officials on Wednesday announced a new daily record of additional COVID-19 cases, with 577 reported statewide. That includes 108 new cases in Doña County, 10 new cases in Otero County, 5 new cases in Luna County, and 4 new cases in Grant County. Officials also reported 3 new deaths related to the virus, including a male in his 90s from Doña County. A study by Texas A&M University shows Medicaid expansion could improve the Longhorn State's rate of uninsured citizens, the highest in the nation. More from Ross Brown at the Texas News Service.
Study lead Laura Diggs says at current funding rates, Medicaid expansion in Texas could bring in $5.4 billion new federal dollars and provide health coverage to nearly 1 million Texans with little cost to the state. Diggs says the unexpected health crisis illustrates why expanding Medicaid could help lower-income residents.
Medicaid is the kind of program that can make a big difference in a pandemic, especially as going forward, where hopefully we'll develop better treatments and thinking about how people are going to pay for those things.
Without health insurance, people typically forgo preventive care and head to an emergency room when they're sick, creating a financial burden for the state and taxpayers. Research for the study was compiled by the Bush School of Government and Public Service and sponsored by the Episcopal Health Foundation. Texas is one of 12 states that hasn't expanded Medicaid since becoming eligible to do so with the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010. As a result, Texas has the nation's highest rate and total number of uninsured individuals. Diggs says many Texans earning minimum wage are too poor to qualify for an ACA tax credit, but earn too much to qualify for Medicaid under the state's strict eligibility criteria.
So we have a really big eligibility gap in Texas that a lot of people in working families can fall into, and that's one of the reasons we have a high uninsured rate relative to other states.
Digg worries that when the COVID-19 vaccine is available, the cost will be out of reach for some Texans. Last year, a federal judge in Texas invalidated the Affordable Care Act, although the law remains in effect, waiting a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
The decision by Republicans to hold confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett after denying a nomination to President Barack Obama could have broader implications. Some thoughts now from commentator Walt Rubel.
I fear the unfortunate timing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death may break the U.S. Senate. It is, perhaps, the inevitable culmination of a battle between Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid that started years ago, where every time the majority changed, so did the rules. About the only thing left protecting the minority party is the filibuster rule, and its days are numbered. With his term as majority leader in danger, McConnell is rushing to get Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court before the election. To do so, he has changed the rules established 4 years ago in declining to consider the nomination of Merrick Garland. Back then, it was critical that voters had a voice. Now, it's critical that they don't. Republicans in the Senate can confirm Coney Barrett with a single vote majority because McConnell changed the rules in 2018 to remove the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees, ensuring the confirmation at that time for Neil Gorsuch. Democrats changed the rules in 2013 when Reid eliminated the filibuster on lower court and cabinet nominees, which were being systematically blocked by McConnell. Every time the rules were changed, it took away from the protections of the minority party and made it easier for those in power to avoid compromise. If Democrats win both the White House and the Senate this year, which appears to be possible, more rule changes are likely, and for good reason. Because of the Electoral College, we're likely to end up with a Supreme Court in which 5 of the 9 justices were appointed by a president who lost the popular vote. A court with a solid 6-3 conservative majority for the next 2 decades would be wildly out of step with the nation as a whole and would be in danger of losing its legitimacy. Senator Chuck Schumer has said that all options are on the table if Democrats win, including adding new seats to the court. To do so, they would have to get rid of the filibuster entirely, and that would break the Senate. At least the version that our founders envisioned. No more cooling saucer. It would become the House, but with longer terms. Only the party in power can stop the constant ratcheting up of partisan advantages. That's clearly not going to happen in the next few weeks. If Democrats win, instead of adding seats to the court, they should apply term limits to the position of Supreme Court Justice. That would give each president a more equal opportunity to appoint justices and would make for a more orderly transition. To do so may require Democrats to end the filibuster. Then, after taking that one vote, they should do the unthinkable. Give back all the powers that have been stripped from the minority during the past decade and start working together to find compromise. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.